Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
In the middle of the night last Tuesday, Trent dumped me via text. I was heartbroken, of course, but I was mostly pissed. I thought we'd had something. And to not even have the manners to break up with me face to face, it wasn't fair. By about 11, I left the house and walked over to the Wendy's down the street. It had become a ritual for me. I seldom ate fast food, but after a breakup, I'd walk to Wendy's by myself and splurge on a burger combo. That night, the restaurant was completely empty except for the pimply-faced worker at the counter. He smiled at me and asked me about my night, but I wasn't in the mood for pleasantries. "Another combo number two?" he asked. I flinched. I'd gotten dumped so often recently that this guy remembered my order. How dare he? "Yeah," I said and slid him a 10.
"You okay?"
he asked. "None of your business," I shouted at him. The correct answer, of course, was no, I'm not okay. He gave me my change and I didn't leave a tip. He seemed to wait for me to say thank you, but I didn't. I wasn't in the mood to be polite. When I turned around to find a table, I saw the man in a black trench coat sitting in the corner. He hadn't been there before. He smiled at me, making his already handsome face even more so. It wasn't just a friendly smile either, it was a come join me smile.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I thought about Trent and my broken heart and how I needed a win today of all days. So even though I wouldn't normally sit with a stranger, I joined him at his table in the corner. He didn't introduce himself. Instead, he said, "It looks like you come here often." I had to laugh. That was the oldest pickup line known to man, but it was usually about bars and clubs, not empty fast food restaurants on some random Tuesday night. "That's kind of a ritual," I told him. "I come here after a breakup." At the word breakup, his eyes brightened. He really was interested in me, despite my laundry day clothes and total lack of makeup. "I have a ritual too," he said. "I come here after I finish a project." I asked him what sort of projects he did, but he looked away. He was playing coy. I could tell he appreciated my interest, but he wasn't quite ready to open up to me completely. We talked for a bit, and even though he kept the conversation focused on me, he was incredibly charming. Almost too charming. What was a man like this doing in a downtown Wendy's in the middle of the night? He asked me a question, casually scratching his chin. I didn't hear the question, though. I was too distracted by his hands. They were stained. Dark, brassy brown blotches ran along the edges of his fingers. I recognized it right away as dried blood. My heart throbbed. I'm gonna go check on my... His hand shot forward and he grabbed me by the wrist. Don't, he said. He pulled me across the table. Not all the way, but enough for me to see over the edge. Sitting on the booth next to him was a bloody butcher knife. He smiled when he realized that I saw it. I twisted my arm free from his grasp, but I didn't dare leave the table. His face, once so handsome, had turned cold and blank, as if there wasn't a person inside, as if he was just a shell of a human. You will not leave, he said. One of his feet pushed against the side of the booth, blocking my exit if I tried to stand. The only thing I could do was talk to him. What sort of projects do you do? He casually looked at his palm, at the bloodstains. Whatever your assumptions are, you're probably correct, he said. He was a murderer. He just killed someone and he was ready to kill again. God, I had to get out of there. The worker appeared at the side of the table. He looked at me, not smiling, and placed the tray in front of me. Here you go, he said. I looked at the worker, then the stranger, then the worker again. Could this guy see what was happening? He had to. He had to see the panic in my eyes, the blood on the man's hands. I locked eyes with him for a long moment, pleading. Get help, my eyes said, because my mouth was too afraid to speak. For a second, I thought that the worker understood, but then he silently turned and left. Once again, I was alone with this madman. You're inspiring me, the man said. Would you like to be my next project? He laughed coldly. He was asking me if I wanted to be murdered. He was toying with me. Sorry, I need to get some ketchup, I told him. That was a valid excuse to leave the table. And as soon as I did, I thought I'd make a run for it. He let me stand, but then he stood up too. He grabbed me by the upper arm. I'll go with you, he said. He held me tight, his fingers digging into my flesh as we walked toward the condiments table. I could see the knife in his other hand hanging there at his side, ready to strike if I tried to escape. As I gathered ketchup packets, I looked over at the worker. He was once again behind the counter, and I tried to silently ask him for help. I looked into his eyes and gestured with my shoulder toward the knife. The man wasn't even bothering to hide it. The worker forced a smile and then turned away. It was clear that he wasn't going to help me. I had to escape on my own. I didn't have the strength to overpower him, but I was fast. I used to run track in high school. I twisted to the side, pulled my arm free, and then started to race across the restaurant. I almost made it to the front door when I felt a burst of pain shoot through my back. It was the most piercing, intense pain I'd ever experienced. The man had stabbed me with his knife, and I could feel the blade dig into my muscle. I screamed in pain, a scream that slowly morphed into a plea for help. I fell to the ground, landing hard on my knees. My attacker stood over me, not bothering to move fast. He knew he had me. I looked over at the worker. Help! I tried again. The worker shrugged.
Sorry,
he said.
It's none of my business.
Anger surged inside me. I was inches away from dying, and this guy refused to help because I'd been rude to him? He threw my words back at me like he was trying to teach me some sort of stupid lesson. The killer crouched down, holding the knife up to my throat.
Please!
I tried again. Surprisingly, that one word was all it took. The worker grabbed an empty fry tray and jumped over the counter. In less than a second, he'd reached the killer and slammed the tray against the killer's head. He slammed again and again until the killer stopped moving.
I
Thanks.
I said, woozy from the loss of blood.
Anytime,
the worker told me.
All you had to do was ask nicely.
Hey, Broccoli fam. Our whole team's been putting a lot of effort in bringing out the best possible stories for you, but since the last few months, our views have been stagnant. As you know, animation is a time-taking and expensive process. Hence, we've started a new horror audio channel, Breathless Nights. The link's in the description box. It would be super helpful if you could check out Breathless Nights and share with friends and family members who like listening to audio stories. The success of this new channel would mean that Broccoli Animations survives and has enough funds to create kick-ass animations. On to the second video now.
Working the night shift was always the worst. It was slow and boring, for the most part, and the only customers we got around here were truckers or the occasional tired worker on their way home. "You got any plans tomorrow?" my coworker Michael asked, his nonchalant tone making me figure he was only trying to make small talk for the sake of it. "Sleeping, mostly," I answered with a shrug. "These shifts take it out of me, honestly." He gave a dry chuckle. "Yeah, you got that right." He went back to stocking the shelves while I hung back around the register, waiting for the next customer. The next hour passed slowly. It was past 1 in the morning at this point, and all I could see outside was a heavy blanket of darkness. This 7-Eleven branch was located just off the highway, buried behind a small copse of trees with stretches of rural land off in the distance. I'd barely seen a flash of headlamps pass by, and other than the store's aircon and humming freezers, everything was deathly silent. I could never imagine living somewhere out here, with the dark and the quiet. It was too isolating. "I'm gonna go have a cig," Michael told me. "You good here for a few minutes?" "Sure," I said, waving him off, and he disappeared through the staff door, which led to the back entrance of the store. I was alone now, and the place seemed even more eerie. The air was unnaturally still, and I found my gaze scanning the aisles, a strange tension working at the back of my neck. I shook it off, told myself I was being paranoid. I'd been working here for a little over 2 months, but this was only the second or third time I'd been put on the night shift. I mostly handled early mornings. It was much busier, but at least it didn't feel like I was the only person out here. The automatic doors at the front of the store slid open with a quiet hiss, startling me. I quickly propped myself back up from where I was slouching, ready to greet the customer, and frowned. There was nobody there. I stepped out from behind the register, standing at the open doors and peering out. There was nobody out there either. Maybe it was the wind or an animal that had triggered the motion sensor. I shrugged it off and busied myself tidying up some of the stock on the shelves. Behind me, the doors slid open again. I didn't turn around, figuring it was just the wind again. But then a voice, panicked and desperate, startled me.
Please, help me!
I spun around with a start, my eyes going wide as they fell on the girl in front of me. She couldn't have been any older than 18, with a slight frame. But what shocked me was her appearance. Her blonde hair was matted and dirty, her face was streaked with grime, and her clothes were torn and covered in blood.
Oh my God! I blurted, fumbling through my alarm. You have to help me, she cried again, her voice trembling. They're coming! They're coming after me! You have to help me, please!
Okay, calm down, I said, trying to placate her with my hands despite my own inner panic. Are you hurt? Who's after you? There was too much to register at once. I barely thought to check outside to see if anyone was still chasing her. She shook her head, her eyes wide and desperate as she flicked a glance over her shoulder.
They're coming! Please help me!
Who's coming? I asked again.
The monsters! The monsters from the woods!
My mouth opened and closed, no words coming out. Monsters? Was she talking about the people who did this?
Please!
She cried again, lunging for me suddenly. She gripped the front of me, begging me to help her. Right, yes. I'll call the police, I blurted, hoping Michael returned from his smoke break soon. I didn't know the proper procedures for dealing with something like this. Wait here.
No, don't leave me, please, the girl cried. tears streaming down her face, streaking through the blood and dirt. They'll find me again! I nodded, finally lifting my gaze and scanning the parking lot through the glass doors. I couldn't see anyone out there, but it was too dark to properly track any movement. All right, stay close, I said. Maybe I should lock the doors. The girl nodded vigorously, so I went over to the front entrance. The door slid open when I got close, and a flood of night air washed over me, chasing away the smell of blood. Don't let them in! The girl screamed, but I assured her there was nothing out there. The parking lot was completely empty. All right, I'm locking the doors now, I told her, activating the mechanism to stop the automated motion sensor. Nobody can get in. Stay here, okay? I'm going to go and call 911. I'll be right back. The girl nodded, her gaze darting between me and the locked doors. Are you sure they can't get in? Positive, I said, before hurrying through the staff door to the lockers where I kept my phone. I called 911, explaining who I was and what happened, reeling off the address of the 7-Eleven store I worked at.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
I was told the closest station was at least 15 minutes away and to hold tight while the cops came. 15 minutes was far too long to be trapped in here with a strange girl screaming about monsters, but I didn't have a choice. Where the hell was Michael anyway? He'd been gone for at least 10 minutes already. His smoke breaks usually only lasted 5. I debated going out and looking for him, but I didn't want to leave the girl on her own. So I headed back to the front of the store. When I pushed through the staff doors, the storefront was empty. The girl was gone. I blinked. Hey, are you still here? I called, cursing myself for leaving her alone. What if this was all some kind of ruse and she was actually robbing? I'm here, a quiet voice called, and the girl poked her head out from behind one of the aisles. I saw them outside. They found me. Her words struck panic into my chest. What? The people who did this, are they here? My eyes went wide, darting frantically at the open doors and windows. The girl sobbed. Oh God, they're going to kill me. They're not, I promise, they won't hurt you. I tried to reassure her, despite my own fear. Exactly who was after her? They can't get in, okay? The girl started crying, pulling her knees up to her chest and rocking back and forth. I still didn't know if she had any injuries, but the blood must have come from somewhere. Are you hurt? I have a med kit, I said, walking towards her slowly, like she was some kind of injured animal. I didn't want to startle her into doing anything dangerous. The girl shook her head. They didn't hurt me too bad, she said, sniffing as she outstretched her arm. I gasped when I saw her wounds, stumbling back in surprise. 3 long gashes ran along her arm, smeared with blood and dirt. Was it an animal that attacked you? I asked. Those look like claw marks. The girl shook her head desperately. It wasn't an animal, she said. I told you it was a monster. In the time it took for the police to arrive, I managed to bandage up some of her wounds, but I was still no closer to finding out who or what had hurt her. She kept talking about the monsters in the woods and how they had chased her, but I couldn't make much sense of her story. I figured her mind must be muddled with the shock of it all. This whole time, Michael never came back either. It hadn't really struck me until the cops arrived and asked if I was the only one here. I told them my coworker had stepped out for a smoke break but had never returned. When they took a look outside at the back entrance, it was nowhere to be seen. But they found his mobile a short distance away, the screen completely smashed. The girl was taken into police custody. An investigation was launched into Michael's whereabouts. Suspicion was cast on me to begin with, but the security cameras inside the store proved that I had nothing to do with it. Michael's body was discovered a few days later in the woods. His body had been completely torn apart. Local authorities said they'd never seen anything like it. An animal would have at least eaten part of the body, and a human wouldn't have been capable of tearing him apart like that. Sadly, whatever monsters had been chasing that girl must have gotten Michael as well.
I got a job at Wendy's right out of college. My dad had recently passed away, and my mom was struggling to pay rent without the extra cash, so I gave up my own aspirations in exchange for a full-time position at my local Wendy's restaurant. I didn't mind it so much. The staff were friendly, and the restaurant itself was a pretty high standard in terms of cleanliness and customer service, which was definitely a bonus. The only downside was the area. The restaurant was located in a slightly more run-down quarter of the city, the kind of place a girl like me wouldn't feel comfortable walking alone at night. Luckily, my coworkers were kind and understood this, and made sure I got to the bus stop safely before heading home. I was more on edge than usual this week, though, because of a report that someone had recently gone missing in the local area, a couple of streets away from the Wendy's restaurant. The police had no apparent leads, and the details had been vague, which made me suspect that they weren't trying very hard to find the missing person or the one responsible. As such, I was a little jittery heading into work the following Monday, keeping an eye on every shadow and every movement in the alleyways that I passed once I got off the bus. As I was walking towards the restaurant, I let out a soft shriek as someone touched my shoulder from behind, stumbling away. "Whoa, whoa, Meg, it's just me!" I turned with a start, almost skidding on a crumbled trash can that had been left on the sidewalk. "Jesus, Adam, you scared me," I blurted, clutching a hand to my chest. Adam gave me a bashful smile. He was older than me, tall and lanky, but we got on well. Sorry, he said, spreading his hands defensively. "I didn't mean to." I nodded, and we started walking in silence. "Did you hear what happened?" he asked, and my heart jumped. Was he talking about the missing person? Before I could clarify, he continued, "I don't understand why anyone would break into a place like Wendy's. There's nothing worth stealing in there." I blinked at him. "What?" He glanced down at me, his eyes flashing in surprise. "You didn't know? The restaurant was broken into last night. And he gave me a call. I assumed he'd told others, too," he added with a shrug. "Anyway, nothing was taken. Just a broken window or something." "Oh, that's strange," I said, shaking my head. "Is it still open?" Adam nodded. "It was the window at the back of the restaurant that was broken, the one in the storage room. Customers don't even have to know," he said. Made sense. There was no point causing any unnecessary panic over nothing. We'd reached the Wendy's parking lot by then, so we headed out back to see the damage. The glass had already been cleaned up and the window had been covered in tape. Andy was there, and he gave us a grim look as we approached him. "Morning, you two. What a mess," the manager said, shaking his head. "I suppose it could have been worse. Someone's coming by later to patch this up, but don't say anything to the customers, all right?" We both nodded, then headed inside. The rest of the day passed without any incident, and I was looking forward to getting off my shift when Yasmin approached me looking timid.
"Hey, could I ask a favor?"
she said with her usual doe-eyed look. "Sure, what is it?"
"I'm supposed to be closing up tonight, but my boyfriend wants to take me out," she said, clasping her fingers together. "Do you think you could swap with me?"
I hesitated and immediately sang yes. Under any circumstances, I wouldn't mind, but
Taking the closing shift would mean I'd be here alone after dark, and that didn't quite sit well with me. I shifted my feet.
Please, Meg, I promise I'll make it up to you,
Yasmin pressed.
Is there anybody else who can do it?
I finally said, but she shook her head. I sighed heavily, turning away. Fine, I muttered. Yasmin grinned, pulling me into a side hug.
Thanks, Meg, I really appreciate it. I'll leave the keys in the staff room.
I wasn't particularly thrilled about it, but I had a hard time saying no to people like Yasmin, especially when she was so nice. The next hour dragged slowly as the other members got ready to head home. Adam stayed back a little later to help, but even he couldn't stick around for long, and eventually it was just me left to clean up. I tried to work as quickly as I could to avoid staying any later than needed, mopping the restaurant floor with record speed and taking out the trash before the door had even closed behind me. Sweat pooled on my brow from the work, but shadows were starting to cluster outside the windows, and the streets leading to the bus stop didn't have very good lighting. I was almost done when I heard it. The sound of something dripping. The soft plink, plink of water hitting a hard surface. I headed into the kitchen, wondering if any of the taps were leaking, but I couldn't find any. That's when the smell hit me. I immediately gagged, covering up my nose and mouth with the sleeve of my uniform in disgust. It was like rancid meat, but 100 times worse. Swallowing back my nausea, I debated just leaving, but I knew I couldn't leave the source of the smell uncovered, so I started looking for it. It must have been in the kitchen, or somewhere close by for me to smell it this strong. It wasn't long before I managed to trace it to a door at the back of the kitchen. The cold storage, where we kept most of the meat. Had something gone off in there? Surely someone would have noticed, given how bad it smelt. But I didn't work in the kitchen, so I couldn't be sure what was normal. I wanted to leave it there, maybe put in a report to Andy, but I knew he'd ask why I didn't do anything about it. I didn't want to face being reprimanded, so I reluctantly reached for the handle, pulling it open with a sharp hiss. Everything seemed normal at first glance, only the smell gave something away. Now that I was closer, I realized it wasn't quite the same as rotten meat. It was something different. Something worse. It wasn't until I was halfway into the freezer storage that I noticed the blood. Bright, sparkling drops of it half hidden behind the shelves. It wasn't unnatural to get particularly bloody meat, but it shouldn't have been leaking like this. The sound of dripping cut through the silence of the room, startling me. Was that what I could hear? Blood? My stomach tightened, and bile filled my mouth until I swallowed it back down. A feeling of intense unease gripped me as I stepped closer to the blood on the floor. As soon as I turned the corner, I saw it. Hanging from one of the hooks, blood dripping, collecting into a pool of glistening red on the floor. Dizziness threw me off balance, and I think I would have fainted if I hadn't rushed out of the room. I began to retch, but nothing came up, and my palms had grown slick with sweat. The image of the woman's body hanging there would be forever seared into my mind. With trembling hands, I managed to dig out my phone and call the police.
There's a body.
The words came out in a strangled whisper, like I was still struggling to comprehend what I'd seen. I think I must have passed out at some point, because the next thing I knew, I was surrounded by police and medical crews, and I was being escorted out of the restaurant, a blanket wrapped around my shoulders. The incident was on the news the following day. It turned out the dead woman was the local missing person. Whoever had broken in last night must have done so to hide the body.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
To this day, I thank my stars that I was safe. Needless to say, I never went back to that place again.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.